Valley roadways are lined with campaign signs of all shapes and sizes and messages, and you may have noticed that some of those signs have gotten some additions. In the West Valley, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, for example, agreed to take down signs that read, "Fake Doctor," with an arrow pointing to the signs for her opponent, Harold Tippernetti, who is in fact a real doctor. And that's not the only example where opposing messages have popped up next to a candidate or ballot measure sign. With me to talk about this is Bob Charles with the Phoenix-based consulting firm First Strategic. And Bob, first off, tell me about these sort of add-on signs. Like, is there a name for them, for example?
Well, I don't know if there is a technical name for them. I know that within the industry, we call them snipes. So what you'll see is a lot of times a sign will pop up next to a sign for a candidate that is usually not flattering. And that's what I think you're referring to that's been popping up around the valley.
So what is the point of doing that? Like, are opponents trying to make a particular point? Are they trying to raise awareness of some negative aspect or attribute of that candidate or that issue?
Yeah, well, typically what you see with these is there was some that were posted in a legislative district to the south of us this year where the opposition wanted to hurt that candidate with their base. Now, with any sort of media or any sort of marketing, it depends on who you're going after. But the thing that you have to remember with these snipes is that everybody sees them. So it's not targeted towards necessarily one person. Everybody sees them. So you've got to make sure that if you're going to do something like this, it's going to appeal to the base that you want it to, whether that's pro or against that candidate.
Are you seeing instances where they're kind of backfiring?
Yeah, the ones that I've seen backfire, and kind of getting to your earlier point, this isn't new. No, these have been around for a long time. It's rare that you see them. Obviously, not every candidate gets sniped, but
it's a verb too, huh?
Yeah. So, but when they're effective, they're usually effective by being creative in some way. If you just throw up a sign that says, "Well, let me tell you the one that was not too creative but did work was in the legislative district." It basically just said, "For this candidate, they raised your taxes." They called him a tax raiser, and so it made people look and say, "Wait a second, that guy's a tax raiser? I'm not so sure about him anymore." So they can be effective. But a lot of times, I think that they're more so a way to mess with the opponent than it is to actually impact the election so much.
What do you mean mess with an opponent? Like, does this force them to respond to things they maybe didn't want to respond to, something like that?
Exactly. It makes them spend resources addressing, or in some of these situations, which you may have seen, is these snipes now aren't related to anybody, because what the candidate does is they have to then go pay to move their signs to another location so that the snipe no longer has any relevance.
You mentioned that these are not necessarily a new concept. Are you seeing more of them now?
No, I wouldn't say more. I think every election cycle, you'll see them pop up for one or two candidates, and it's always kind of that consistency. Will there be more in the future? If they work, you'll see people start to copycat them, and again, until it's ineffective. Right now, I think that there's a chance for them to be effective. One, again, remember, they've got to be creative in some way, but they also have to be tied to something. The ones that worked so well that called somebody a tax raiser, it was simple. People in Arizona, voters almost everywhere, nobody loves taxes. So when you give somebody that reason to question a candidate and it makes it very simple, then sometimes it can be effective and it can work. And I'll tell you that the person that was sniped in that district did end up losing. I don't want to credit the snipe, but could have definitely played a role.
So when you talk about how effective these snipes are, is there a way to judge that other than whether or not a candidate loses or a ballot measure loses?
You'd have to be doing polling every day to be able to tell. So if you don't know where they're at today versus tomorrow and you put the signs up yesterday, there's no way to tell. You could base it on, you know, social media and seeing if people are now responding, because some snipes use a hashtag. And if that hashtag starts being used as well, then you could see. But unless you're polling now, there's really no way.
So I want to ask you a logistical question, which is that a lot of these snipes have the same, they look like the signs that they are sniping.
Right.
Same color scheme, same font, same graphics. How easy or difficult is it for an opponent of somebody to find a sign maker and to get a sign made that looks so much like the sign they're sniping?
Yeah, well, it might be scary, but it's really easy.
Ah.
Very easy. So what you'll see in snipes a lot of times is the ones you're talking about that look exactly like the candidate signs, there's obviously the reason for that is they want somebody driving by to associate this snipe with that candidate. What you'll also see a lot of times is an arrow. So you'll see a snipe that'll pop up that doesn't look anything like a candidate sign, but it's posted next to them with an arrow pointing at that candidate saying whatever the situation might be, that they're, you know, a tax raiser, boom, and pointing an arrow to that candidate, which again causes that candidate to have to move their sign so that the arrow no longer has any relevance.
I'm wondering about the efficacy, again, of these snipes. And are there instances in which it's more effective, maybe even less expensive, to have those than launch a social media campaign or start a website, you know, a candidate X stinks kind of,
right,
you know, .com kind of website? I mean, it seems like these are expensive and time-consuming propositions as opposed to some of those other options.
No question they are, but you touch on something that I think, again, if done well, is super effective. So if you have a snipe next to somebody that gives them a reason to question, and somewhere on that sign, if there's enough space, if there's enough way to call out a website or to drive people to somewhere where they can get more information, then they can be way more effective than just putting a sign there saying, don't vote for so-and-so for such and such reason. So you've got to remember, though, you've got limited time when somebody's driving by. So that's why I always say about signs is do them creatively. Either do them right to the point, no on such and such, or vote yes for such and such. But if you're going to do the snipe, it's got to be creative and it's got to be quick.
All right. That's Bob Charles with First Strategic. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Absolutely.